In this bulletin, the Australian Christian Lobby hosts a fundraising campaign for Israel Folau. The United States imposes new sanctions on Iran. And in football, Sweden through to the quarterfinals of the Women's World Cup after beating Canada. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A new fundraising effort for Israel Folau has already attracted almost $500,000 in donations, just hours after it was launched by the Australian Christian Lobby. The organisation launched a campaign for Folau on its website after his GoFundMe page was shut down yesterday. By 10 a.m. today, nearly $440,000 had been donated via the link on the ACL site, with the group promising to contribute an extra $100,000 to the former Wallabies' legal defence. Choice is demanding an overhaul of Australia's Health Star rating system for food, saying shoppers aren't getting the full picture when it comes to added sugar. The advocacy group has released modelling showing that top-selling cereals can drop from 4 out of 5 health stars to just 1.5 stars when added sugar is factored in. It says the system must be changed so that products with lots of added sugar are penalised accordingly, and it wants the Health Stars system to be mandatory for all food and drinks. United States President Donald Trump has targeted the Iranian Supreme Leader and other senior officials with new sanctions. Mr. Trump signed an executive order saying they were in part a response to last week's downing of a US drone by Iran, but would have happened anyway. He says the Ayatollah was ultimately responsible for what he calls the hostile conduct of the regime in the Middle East.
We will continue to increase pressure on Tehran until the regime abandons its dangerous activities and aspirations, including the pursuit of nuclear weapons, increased enrichment of uranium, development of ballistic missiles, engagement in and support for terrorism, fueling of foreign conflicts, and belligerent acts directed against the United States and its allies.
Iran's ambassador to the United Nations, Majid Takht-Ravanchi, says it's impossible to begin talks with the US to ease tensions while the sanctions are in place.
You cannot start a dialogue with somebody who is threatening you, who is intimidating you. Today, we just witnessed that the United States imposed another set of sanctions against Iran. How can we start a dialogue with somebody whose primary preoccupation is to put more sanctions on Iran? So the atmosphere of such a dialogue is not ready yet.
To sport, Milan and a nearby alpine ski resort have won the right to stage the 2026 Winter Olympic Games. Milan will be the city base of the Games, with events being held at the alpine ski resort of Catena Appenzo, about 400 kilometres away. The Winter Olympics has had difficulty in attracting bidders due to the rising costs of hosting the Games. Lombardy Regional Councillor for Tourism, Lara Magoni, has welcomed the decision.
Let's say that now I'm happy and serene. There was a moment where my heart was letting go there. I took part in 3 Olympics as an athlete. Today I was here to support and represent, and we won. Milan has always presented itself as an international city, today even more than before. And with the Lombardy region, it will surprise the Olympic family.
In football, Sweden has defeated Canada 1-0 in its latest Women's World Cup clash. Canada had the better of the match early, but Sweden scored a goal on the counter-attack 10 minutes after half-time. The video assistant referee correctly awarded Canada a penalty later in the second half, but a superb diving save of the penalty kick by Sweden's goalkeeper Hedvig Lindahl preserved Sweden's lead. Sweden will start as the underdog in Sunday's quarterfinal against Germany. But Swedish forward Sofia Jakobsen says her team is confident.
Yeah, we always have hard games against Germany, but we know we can beat them. We just have to play really well and believe in ourselves and go out and play our best.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 21 degrees. Adelaide, cloud clearing, 16. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 16 degrees. Hobart, much the same, 13. Canberra, partly cloudy, 15. Wollongong, showers, 17. Sydney, similar conditions, 18. Newcastle, also showers, 19. Brisbane, showers and 21. Cairns, partly cloudy, 26. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 30 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News. We'll be right back.